are here. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. I'm very upset with the rain right now. Very upset with the rain that we've been having, especially last night. I was on a film set. Oh, first off, happy Monday. Hi. It's the Monica J Show. How are you doing? Doesn't matter that I'm miserable and every muscle in my body aches and is sore. I want to know how you're doing on this last Monday of 2019. Do you believe it? Last Monday of 2019. And then we will have our last Tuesday tomorrow, which is, of course, New Year's Eve. And I hope if you plan on going out and partying, please be safe. Make it to 2020. Designate a driver. Or, you know, if you're partying at a hotel, they have these things called rooms that you can that you can rent. I just, it's an amazing concept. But 884-9910, if you'd like to call into the show on this last Monday before 2020. Wasn't this all supposed to end in 2012? And then hasn't it supposed to have ended for the last 50 years, every 10-year interval? Yeah. Let's just keep that going. Let's just keep wasting time and not talking about real issues. But that's what I want to talk to you about with last night. So I have a beautiful, lovely, amazing soul for a friend who is a filmmaker. She's been on the show before. And I tell you, if there's anybody in this world that should just be miserable because of what's thrown at her, it's her. I look at the things that she's been through in her life and I'm just like, oh, geez. How do you do it? And that's the thing, is she overcomes. She does it. She wasn't raised to be somebody who just sits around and complains about what's happened to her. She takes it and it makes her stronger. It makes her want to do more. It makes her want to thrive and be the best. Sometimes I think she works herself a little too hard, but you know what? She knows what she's doing. So on this film set last night, I know that most actors, most people in the arts, they're liberal. It's kind of why they call it the liberal arts, don't you think? But I had the most amazing time. I don't talk about my politics when I'm with this crowd because I know it's like, why even bother? People are set in their ways. I'm set in mine. And it was really funny, especially during our dinner break, because I'm sitting there and I'm listening to three women talk about how Dr. Ford is such a hero and how Kavanaugh should be off of the Supreme Court and they'll do everything they can to make sure he gets off the Supreme Court and yada, yada, yada. And I'm just looking down at my phone and tweeting. Actually, I think I was on Twitter at the time. Hopefully not letting them see what I'm tweeting because it's completely opposite. But it was that, you know, that group setting and, oh, we all have the same opinion. Not. But then as one of the ladies, and I've been working with these ladies all night, and I love them. They're incredible. The things that they embrace, the things that, you know, they talk about homeschooling and education and knowing what's important. And it's like, God, I just having such a great time. And then that conversation. But then one of the women and I were sitting on a couch. We were doing the hurry up and wait thing, which happens a lot in filmmaking. And she asked that simple question. How do you know so-and-so? And then I had to tell her. Had to tell her how we met, where I worked, what I did. And talk about an amazing person. We sat there and talked for close to 20 minutes. Maybe it's because of our common age, but we just had a conversation. There was no yelling. There was no, my opinion is more important than yours. There was no, well, you're just stupid. None of that. She asked me why I supported Trump. She asked me why, and she told me her stories. And then we got called to set, and then we came back, and then we continued our conversation. And it just got even better. And I was giving an example of, you know, defunding Planned Parenthood. And I kind of had in my mind, it's like, okay, if this is going to trigger anything, or if anything in our conversations is going to trigger anything, it's going to be this. And she was set back a little bit. No, women need access to health care. And I said, you know what? It's kind of my telling of it, but I used to work in family planning in California, so I know the differences. I know what we did in healthcare, breast exams, you know, annual exams, actual healthcare. And she was, of course, against defunding Planned Parenthood. And it went back to our conversation earlier about getting money back to the states. I said, okay, here's my idea. Here's what I would do. Started talking to her about the Mammo Van. She'd never heard of it. She didn't know what it was. I explained it to her, you know, going out into the rurals and doing free mammograms for women and men. Doesn't matter. Even though the numbers are still extremely low, more men being diagnosed with breast cancer than before. So that is a scary thing. But going back to the Planned Parenthood thing, I said, you know, we need to defund Planned Parenthood because of the millions of dollars that they are giving that they turn around and put back into lobbying Washington, D.C. for getting them more money. That money needs to be taken and given to the states to run more and better programs like the Mammo Van. Anybody who's dealt with the Mammo Van knows what a great success it is. Okay, so why not have an identical one that goes out into the rurals and gets them the health care that they need? Medications. I mean, these vans are huge. do all kinds of different exams. We have these doctors that do Doctors Without Borders. Why don't we have doctors here that will do Doctors Without Counties? Get them in these, and I personally believe it's a bad name, Mammo Van. It's not a van, it's a semi-truck that is completely loaded with medical equipment and the things that are needed. Get more of them and have them go from community to community to community to community. And get people the health care they need. How can we fund it? By taking those millions of dollars that are given to Planned Parenthood to lobby for more money. Because when you have administrators from Planned Parenthood coming forward and saying that wasn't their primary goal, women's health care was not their primary goal, it was fundraising and abortions, then you're lying to the public. That money needs to go once again back to the states. We need to get the money out of government. And the beautiful thing about sitting and talking with this woman for probably well over a half an hour, completely different ideologies, I guess. And she even understood why I supported Trump so much. I mean, she still doesn't, but she understood why I do, and we had a great conversation. But it just goes to show that there are people out there who are willing to listen. And there are people out there who are willing to have a conversation and not a screaming match. But the trick, it's got to be that way on both sides. You can't go in with a preconceived notion of someone else's opinions, because we sat on that couch last night and agreed and had ideas that were spot on with each other about, I would say, about 80% of our conversation. Don't let the media get you all worked up that you can't speak with other people. It's sad what we've become, but as we go into 2020, we have the opportunity to change it and make it better. 884-9910. You want to cause a ruckus this morning? Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. And I'll tell you why I believe I'm right. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk as we wrap up 2019, literally. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Happy Monday. Yeah. Got a little blue sky out there after that little bit of rain and freeze we had last night, but not too bad, actually. Was not what I expected it to be. 92.3, 99.1 FM talk. How's your Monday going so far? It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about. I want to talk about less government. Whether it be at the city level, at the county level, at the state, at the federal. You know, it's funny. Somebody had to send this to me the other day. And just so you know about it, we have a wonderful thing called neighborhood advisory committees, neighborhood advisory boards, depending on where you're at. Name changes a little bit. But these are awesome groups. They create a little bit easier access for meetings and talking about the different neighborhoods, usually in the evening, so people can go. Find out when yours is. And then they report back to the commissioners. Well, I guess that wasn't enough, because now we have these weird things starting up called the collectives. And they're billing it as just one more way for you to access, have access, get your thoughts known to the city council members. Now, I know that we're spread out a little bit, but we are not that big of a city. I mean, our population, our numbers come from tourism. I mean, we are growing from the people from California moving here and trying to change things. But we don't need things like collectives. It says it right in the name. They look at it as community collectives will serve as an additional platform for communications between city government and Reno neighborhoods, bridging gaps for the betterment of all communities. It's not. It's just one more layer of bureaucracy. Who knows who's on these collectives? Oh, because maybe they're appointed. You have to register. It's just one more way for your elected representatives to not deal with you. Yeah. Why should they deal with you, the person who put them into office, when they can deal with advisory boards, collectives? Like, seriously? For anybody who is an elected representative, do your jobs. Stop going to the photo ops. Turn down a few events and actually do your jobs. It would make it so much better for the community. Why does it take so long to make a decision? Well, we've got to have staff do a report on this. Then we'll get back to it. Then we'll have people come in and talk more about it. Then we'll put, unless it's something that they want to do, then you get on the agenda possible action. Decisions are taking too long, and it seems like people are just justifying their political careers. They're justifying their existence. It's almost as though they create more work for themselves so they can come back during the election season of 2020 and say, well, been working diligently on this. Something that other counties, other cities seem to get done a lot quicker. The information doesn't change. Why is it you can go into Douglas or Carson or lion and get a CCW like that, yet here in Washoe County, it takes 120 days. Because you're really not going to get it any sooner than the amount of time that they're allowed. I have one poor gentleman that keeps emailing me. Hi, Skip. Still hasn't gotten his yet. Of course, that was a few weeks ago that we were conversing about that, so might have it now. This is not LA County, people. Remember that as we head into 2020, as our elected representatives drag their feet and wait for somebody else to do a report. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk at 884-9910. Going to answer a couple of emails, actually, that I'm getting at Monica at 991fmtalk.com coming up after this Fox News break. Just another manic Monday. Wish it was
Sunday. That's my fun day. Live and local with Monica Jay. 99.1 is FM Talk.
A little bit of mania out there. Not too bad. It's all in how you manage it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I know the voice is a little bit rough, but I was out until about 1:30 this morning, so... Then came home and had to decompress. So it's, it's a little bit rough today. But thanks for being here on this last Monday of 2019. You have any thoughts for 2020? You have any ideas for 2020? And a couple of segments ago, in the very first segment, actually, when I was talking about... sitting down with somebody who's a little bit more on the left, registered Democrat for life. It was interesting how we were seeing or coming together on different things, how people just need to sit and talk realistically and keep an open mind. Keep an open mind and a closed mouth, at least for a few minutes. Until you can share your opinion if they let you. But some of the things that are going on as we wrap up 2019 are really just despicable. And I hope we leave a lot of the garbage behind us, which we're not going to. We really can't. It's just the nature of the beast. It's the nature of politics, whether it be local or national. And people wanting to be in charge, which always gets me because they're elected representatives. They're not officials in charge of you, above you, over you. A senator is still a person. Even though they have created for themselves godlike statuses in Washington, D.C., all of their bodyguards around them, their assistants, their posse telling them how wonderful and smart they are so they can advance their careers in that so-called swamp. It was interesting because one of the things that we both agreed on was money needs to be out of politics. Where does that leave us? We need to set these rules in place. It was the same thing that I was talking about when we were talking about Planned Parenthood and defunding it. where are the replacement plans? You can't talk to somebody and not come up with an alternative. And most elected representatives just do that round, that merry-go-round speak, which they don't really tell you anything. They don't come up with ideas and stand behind them. So I told you my idea for defunding Planned Parenthood. But here's the other idea that we came up with. And I've felt this for a long time, but can't seem to find anybody that agrees with me. Because when it boils down to it, elections are just about money. Because why would you continue to fundraise after your election's paid for? Oh, we have to keep raising money for the next one. Okay. Why don't we do this? You and I have to live on a budget. We only get so much money. How about we budget campaigns? If we have to do it by making a law, that would be a law that I would be okay with. Because I'm for deregulation and getting rid of a lot of our government. Not too much of a disaster when the government shuts down for 2 months, as we saw the last time. Yes, it's a financial hardship for the people who work for the government, but maybe you should find another job outside of the government, considering they are the number one employer. When you think of an employer, I think of Google, Amazon, banks, you know, employers. The federal government, that's messed up. Because you're the boss. You pay the bills. Yet you do not receive the respect or have the input an actual boss would have. So how about this? You and I live on a budget. Why don't we create something that every single level of office of elected representatives out there has a cap on how much money they can spend on an election? And each office is on a level playing field. Running for president? Yeah, times have changed. How about $10 million? That'll get you some ads in different places. Rather than the hundreds of millions of dollars, they don't call them war chests for nothing. Hundreds of millions of dollars that is collected from people from all over the world. Why does that happen? How do we have people from other countries injecting money into our political arena? Oh, there are ways. City Council, $50,000. State senators, same thing for the commissioners. State senators, state assembly people, 100,000. If you can raise that much. Congressmen, because there's a lot of traveling across the state, 200,000. Maybe 250. Senators? Same amount. They only have to run once every 6 years. President? Oh, we'll make that 10 mil. Got a lot of states you got to work with. Here's another idea. If you live in Nevada, if you are running for Nevada office, you only get money from Nevada companies and Nevada residents. None of this bull squat of Bloomberg. Well, I was going to say Tom Steyer, but he lives in Glenbrook, I guess that would still be Nevada money. But people like Soros and Bloomberg and whoever else, Koch brothers, throwing a rhino Republican there. No more millions upon millions of dollars from outside of Nevada influencing our elections. Getting people elected for the sole purpose of removing your rights. We need to stop this. It's ridiculous. The money that is raised, the money that is spent on elections for people to lie about each other, for people to bend the truth about each other, exaggerate a little bit. When you have Harry Reid on those rare occasions that he's honest about something, when he says, yeah, I lied about Romney, but it worked. Then seriously, something needs to be changed. And it starts with you and me. We're the only ones that can make the change. Stop paying attention to the big signs because they had more money for bigger signs. Stop paying attention to the one reason for me not to vote for Tom Steyer. The fact that his presidential commercials have already started and he's not even in the primary yet. Or hasn't even won a primary. It seems like we start earlier and earlier just so people can start flinging mud. And I don't care about the mud. I care about actions. I care about votes. I care about what people have done to better society, to better my life with the money that I'm giving to the government. 884-9910. What are your thoughts on this final Monday of 2019? Going to come back and talk a little bit about those presidential hopefuls and the stupid things that they say. It's just incredible. And Biden just keeps taking the cake. On the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Speaking of social media, yes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow it all. Just log on to 991fmtalk.com. You can find all the ways that you can reach me and answer the poll question. It's about New Year's resolutions. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jimmy. Jimmy has some thoughts on Mr. Steyer. Hey, Jimmy.
Boy, that's a lot better than what I would have said about him. But, Channel 2 and Channel 4, I'm on antenna, so that's all I get. And every other commercial is him, so I muted or switched to the other one, and there he is again.
Yeah.
And he's not talking about what he's going to do except kick that, criminal out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that called slander or defamation of character?
But it's like once you reach a certain amount of money, that doesn't apply to you. And funny that you said that, Jimmy, because Vance just sent me a quick email. One word for me about Tom Steyer, hypocrite. He's worth...
Oh, that was something you couldn't say on
here. He's worth, if not almost billions, yet preaches communism.
Yeah, that's what I told my brother. He's a devout socialist. He just thinks that's the greatest thing in the world. He said, when they take all your VA benefits and take half of your house, you're going to be okay with that? They won't do that. Really?
He hasn't been paying attention if he thinks they're not going to do that. Because that's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. Man. Jimmy, thanks for the call. You have a great day and a very happy, happy 2020. It's going to be... Oh, did you have something else?
Saturday at Mikasa 2 in Carson City.
Yes, Saturday, Mikasa 2. What time is it?
6 o'clock. It's on the 4th.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Be there.
Be there.
Be there at 4.
I will try. I have a speaking event that day, so I'm trying to juggle the schedule. Thanks for the call,
it's
Jimmy.
Right down
I appreciate
the street.
It. No. I know. It's a Carson City station. Everybody thinks I'm in Carson City, but no, actually, I'm up here in Reno. So, Jimmy, thanks for the call, 884-9910. You are always welcome to call and give your thoughts and your criticisms, your concerns. And that is the thing that gets me the most, going back to Vance's email. The hypocrites that come forward and literally preach socialism, preach communism. If they have no clue as to what it is, grab the book, The Naked Communist, and start educating yourself so you can educate others better. Why do billionaires preach all this free stuff? Because we have spent decades dumbing down America, creating weak minds. Weak minds that can't have a conversation about laws, about the Constitution, what it really stands for, about ideas, thoughts, dreams, where we see the country going. Because those weak minds become followers. Sheeple. They don't have an opinion of their own. They are just regurgitating the thoughts of someone they think they admire. And I've heard from many a people that were sheeple, that went to university and were with their college buddies. And yes, change, do more, free education. Well, we have a great free education system here in this country. It's called K-12. But money has been stripped from that to go to higher education and to go to social programs. So kids now, K through 12, don't get the education that they deserve that can help them in every aspect of their life. And now that means competing with the Chinese. Communism, socialism, progressivism, liberalism, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing. It's garbage. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here.